I'm not a student, I'm not assuming, I'm not a human. You are not immune to this kind of music. You got him, don't you? You got him, don't you? I got him.
I think we should all be glad that Lil Wayne had a fallout with Batman, because had it not been for that, he would still be singing. This clearly says Lil Wayne is back. This is a brand new single. It's called Glory. I've been bugging off this track for the full week, dude. Like, the bars on this thing are just ridiculous. What's up, Junior?
What's up, man?
You good?
Proper, man.
I know you're not doing too well emotionally. Yeah. So I'm going to go easy on you. Can I tell the listeners what's happening?
Nah, I prefer not
really?
To...
Okay,
yeah,
alright,
yeah,
fine. So, so welcome to it, man. It's O'Neill on Cliff Central. The show is going to be a movie. The next guest I'm going to introduce, the last time he came in here, he completely annihilated the studio with the freestyle. So what we're going to do is... He doesn't even have any idea. I'm actually going to bring back something that he did. So we've got a recap. It's coming up.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
Yo, this guy was crazy. First of all, let me mention I am the L-E-S, a.k.a. Mr. Fresh to Death. If you want to know a side riding with me, then make sure you get that Mandela money on.
This is freestyle, by the way.
I just told you my identity. Yeah. Now you know you rock with me. Who that? L-E-S-L-I to the E. Thursday night on the couch at VIP. Okay, I get crazy with ladies all around. Breaking it down from here to Cape Town. Africa, Nigeria, what's good? Ha. Roll with L-E-S when I'm in your hood. Don't get it misunderstood. I still rock rhymes every time I shine. Ha. I'm on my grind, yeah. Okay. Like a skater. No, I ain't no hater, but I'ma see
cocaine.
You later. Cocaine. Cocaine. It's not good for the brain, nor for the soul.
No.
Controller. No. One hell of a drug. L-E-S, yes. You know I get love from all types of people. Ladies, black, white, animals even. They love it. Yeah. When I kick it. Yeah.
Menstruation.
Huh?
Menstruation.
Damn. That's really deep. Menstruation. Comes from deep penetration.
Whoa.
See my situation? Yo, shout out to the nation. Shout out to Titch on the keys. Oh. Yes, you know I rock with ease. My freestyle's like cream. Cream get the money. Cash rules everything around me. Yo, shout out to the F2D.
All right, Drew. We've got Drew here.
Drew?
Drew.
You know, one thing about me is that I'm really cool. But I ain't no fool. I bite my nails, and when I sleep, I drool. I ain't gonna lie, I got big lips, cause every time I do, I got big kicks, and I make big chips. Every time I fly, L-E-S, I ride till I die.
Julius Malema.
Julius Malema. Yo, yo, December is what I think of Malema. I don't even think about my Benna. R.I.P. Eddie's on D. R.I.P. Eddie's on D. Yo, the EFF, kind of fresh to death, but not L-E-S. Check it, I don't want to get political, but when I'm ripping it, you feel spiritual, yeah.
Alright, nice one.
Nice, bro.
You want to go on? Jesus Christ.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Who are you guys? What show is this? I don't get it.
It's an amazing show.
Wow.
So at least by now you know who we're hanging out with. The L-E-S is live in the studio with us.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yo,
yeah,
bro,
yeah.
The last time you came, you did your thing. We had to bring you back, man. Bring you back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me again.
Did that surprise you?
Yeah, that definitely did surprise me. It's kind of crazy just hearing that crazy freestyle playback.
Oh, yeah, meet Junior. The last
That's
time
Junior,
you were
we
here,
had Tish.
We had Tish. Now we've got Junior. Junior is psycho on keys.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear what you got to do. What's happening with you, Junior?
Hey.
Okay, so Junior, I've just been...
We've just hyped you up. We've given you an introduction.
Okay, okay. There you are. There you are. Okay, let's get back to it, man. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
The other day...
It's good to be back.
The other day, I checked out Dye's video.
Yeah.
When you were here, you premiered Dye's.
Yeah.
But the video is out. It's crisp.
Thanks, man.
Tell me about that. The process of making it.
Yo, shout out to Matt Alonzo. He's such an amazing director from out of Los Angeles. He's directed music videos for people like Lil Wayne, Kid Ink. You know, the list continues. And, of course, L.E.S. So I went out to Malibu. And I shot the video there in Los Angeles, you know, and it's just, you know, kind of just represents and shows the premium luxury style that, you know, I give off
Yeah.
With the Sirac.
Look, I think it's important that, you know, we talk about what kind of budgets are we looking at when to put together such a video?
$1 million.
Oh, yeah?
That's it. No, I mean, you're looking at some high budget, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really important that, you know, we push the margin and we break the boundaries as African hip-hop artists. It's good for the industry. And it's also great to have people like Ciroc get behind it and also, you know, dig into their pockets and pull out the budget. So,
I
mean, for that video, we were literally looking at about between $15,000 and $20,000.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah. But, you know, I think we need to start getting to the 400,000 rand.
Yeah.
Videos.
Yeah.
Free the budget.
Yep. We're hanging out with Elias in the studio. He's going to get into a freestyle and it's got a brand new joint, which we're going to play. We've actually already played it on the show before, but we're going to play it today and he's going to tell us, what the deal is with this song. So let's check out this brand new track.
Ladies love. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Tell them for respect every man. Say the same thing in the Bible and Quran. Tell them this on a plaything, them a daydream. If them think that they can't violate the 18.
If you know anything about the 90s, you would know that the likes of DJ Quick, West Coast was a running things that era, the 90s, and this is what this guy was going for. Let me just make sure. Is this what you were going for?
Yeah, definitely going for the keys is sounding crazy.
Yeah.
You just got a new job, baby.
Yeah.
Plus I'm with my manager too. So.
Yeah.
So you know, the energy for the song definitely does have that like West Coast feeling.
Yeah.
I think it just, like I told you the last time before, like how I made Dice. It's just the energy that we have in the studio that kind of like makes all these records, you know, these hit records. And I think that was just kind of the energy for that night when we made this record. And I just love it. I think it's about time that we get that, you know, that bass line back. That boom bap, that bass line back into the club. You know, there's a lot of trap and a lot of things happening right now. So I just think it's nice. It's refreshing to just, you know.
Now, obviously, Mandela Mani came out.
Yeah.
And where's the single coming from?
This single's coming off my new album called The North Guard.
Okay, so you're already working on something new?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, my North Guard album's going to be probably ready by the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just, you know, for example, this track, I've got people like AKA Burna Boy on there. And I think, you know, it's just I'm in such a good space right now. I'm all about the music. I have a new team. I have a new, you know, new visions and new goals that I set for myself, which is very important for every single album you do. So I think this is going to be definitely a memorable one. We definitely want to hit the numbers on this one. Mandela Money did well and the fans were loyal. So we just want to, you know, double it, get new fans and just, you know, set new records for African hip hop.
I think over and above that, you also grew as a brand. I mean, you partnered with Ciroc. What else are you doing outside music?
You know, there's so much, you know, like, you know, obviously number one, the foundation is music. And then obviously working with Ciroc, you know, who have just been so good and just so amazing. Shout out to David Lally, who's just here right now. And then, you know, what else are we doing? We're doing stuff with Vodacom Deezer. They've also just been, you know, supporting us musically and obviously working with new talent, you know, like Olivia Cloud. I just did a track with Olivia Cloud. You can get her track on iTunes. It's called Shake. And
the collabs as well.
Yeah, and the collaborations is more important, you know. So working with Nigerian artists, some like Burna Boy and some that aren't even known yet. So it's just, you know, I'm really, really focused on just, you know, making hit records.
It sounds like it. Now, I mean, it wouldn't be O'Neill and Cliff Central if we didn't get him to hit us with the freestyle. So, Junior, you got something for us?
He's got, man. Okay, play whatever you want to play.
Okay.
Yeah. Yo, check it. I'm feeling a little run down, but it's all good. That free Weezy got my spirit back. So cool, I'm so cool. Leader the energy, I had some Red Bull. Spoke to Peter and Pool. For those who don't know, I'm so cool. Yeah, I'm so cool, I'm so cool. Needed some energy, so I had some Red Bull. Had to speak to Peter and Pool. I'm so cool, let me bring in the pain. In case you don't know the name, it's the L-E-S and the damn thing changed. Shout out to Rain with the pretty green eyes. I know you seen them thighs, cause they hella nice, yeah, they're hella nice. I like my Ciroc and lime with a lot of ice. Woo, check it, you know, it's a Friday, because, it's a high day. If you don't like me, then hit the highway. Everything I do it my way. So, come to Taboo for the queen. Yes, Bonang's birthday's in your dream. We gon' order a whole lot of bottles, and I'ma push it through the throttle. You know I like the models, and they like me back. Even time she hits my neck, I tell her, please don't bite me back. Yeah, cause L-E-S, stay clean on your feet, so Nike that. Woo! I gotta keep them legs spread like Jordans. Of course you know a nigga never ever boring. You could probably sitting in the foreign. Yeah, we still recording. Shout out to my man on the keys. I told y'all before that I got masties. I told y'all before that I rock with ease. So Friday, pass me my tree. Old school like a pair of dungarees, but instead, I'ma hit you with these. I'm the best of all time, the freestyle is wild. Now how you like me now?
City's number one DJ, it's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal,
with the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal,
worldwide.
Some of that ratchet.
Yeah, baby. Ratchery.
Is that what you were going for with this song?
Definitely. The energy in the studio is ratchet. The beat and the bass line's ratchet. You can see Kat outside getting ratchet. I mean, oh man. Kat's my girl. That's my girl right there. No, I mean, yeah, you know, like how we discussed off air, you know, the ladies just love to get wild.
They love it, particularly the song.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's that yay, that just kind of gets them going, you know? It just brings it back home.
Now, just a quick one. Your boy, congratulations to AKA.
Yeah, he just had a baby.
I saw a pictures of him and you as well.
I was there. Yeah, it was, you know, it's always, it's a blessing, you know?
You're a father, so you know how it is.
I know exactly how it is. He was there when my daughter was born, and I was there when his daughter was born, and now we both have daughters, and our daughters are best friends by force. Don't care. Hey.
How much influence do you have on one another when you're working on your albums, or just...
No, we have a lot of
with your work.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of influence on each other. You know, I'm more of the party in the studio kind of a guy.
Yeah.
You know, like last night we had a party in the studio too, and he's more of the like nobody in the studio kind of a guy. Yeah, you know. But at the same time, you know, it's dope. You know, it complements each other, because like, you know, I get the records that I want to get out of the atmosphere that I have in the studio, and he gets the records that he wants to get out of the atmosphere he has in during his studio time.
Yeah.
So
one thing I have to commend you guys on is it's very clear that you're head and shoulders above everyone in terms of the quality of music you put out, not just the content itself, but it sounds like you really do push the envelope when it comes to the engineering. Take us through that process.
I mean, you know, we take it very, very seriously, you know, and it's something that, you know, we want to you know, explore and push new boundaries. And so I mean, the process, for example, Paid got mastered in LA, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the world is just becoming so much smaller through technology, and our music is reaching out to so many people that it's creating opportunities for us to, like, you know, have a chance to work with some of the best mixing engineers and some of the best mastering engineers. So, you know, if we have those opportunities, we either create them or we take them with open arms, and that's exactly pretty much the process of what we do.
All right, seeing as you're such a huge fan of hip-hop,
yeah,
you're one of the dominating artists rappers in the continent,
yeah,
if not in the world.
Definitely.
I'm gonna challenge you to something.
Oh, that's Wu-Tang right there.
Okay.
That's Wu-Tang right
there. So let's hear
right
what bars you can lay over this.
Oh, man, okay. That's some old school stuff. Check it. We gonna take this right back to 1997. My voice a little raspy because I just came out of heaven. Whew. Angel in disguise. Check it. Yo, ayo, a bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hop cock the seas. Can't profile, and I'll be dropping these mockeries. Check these lyrics that I'm rocking these. L.E.S., yes, you know I'm about to rock with these. Type of old school type flows. That's how it goes, cause I'm killing shows. It's 50 racks, nigga. Get stacks, nigga. If you don't like that, then fall back, nigga. Yeah, check it. Brian stand rhyming, shining like a motherfucking diamond. I know I'm not supposed to swear, but I don't care. And if them babies crying, then shit, I guess a nigga lying. Why? Cause I'm a lion, the Leo, a 26th of July. I know, you see me though, like Neo. Check it, I'ma kill it, I'm in the Matrix. So why? You think you wanna hate this? I got a bunch of rubber band stacks in the pocket. Put it in my pocket, don't ever make me stop it. Why? Cause I kill these flows and I kill these shows. Why you fucking with hoes? Woo! Where's my stack? Woo! I know you like it like that. Woo! Hey, yo, that hairstyle's wild. And yo, my freestyle's wild, huh? Check it, yo, hide all your children. L.E.S., yes, he's all up in the building, huh? Put your hands to the motherfucking ceiling, huh? Cause I give you that feeling. Now let's go.
Gina, you wanna spruce it up a bit?
Yeah.
Okay, what we're gonna do is Gina is gonna play some keys over this. Let's see what you can do with this beat.
Yeah, play some of those keys again. Play some of those keys, boy. Yeah. Play some of those keys, boy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. You hear that, Paul? That's my manager. Listen to those keys, baby.
Oh, by the way, Gina's auditioning as we speak.
Exactly.
There's work out there waiting for you, boy. Do your thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, collaboration. North side expensive life and all this flashy living. Probably got you really asking how much cash we getting. This a classic rendition, so just dance and listen. Either way, it doesn't matter, make it happen, my nigga. I be glow trotting, unlocking the world. While you cock blocking, busy stopping your girl. I'm a blue dot bottle popping bars, yelling out, fuck them all, cause the world is yours. Cribbing out in Sandhurst, sipping bubbly. With my hand up a skirt, cause she loving me. Yeah, and all your haters couldn't fit in my shoes. Got nothing to prove, cause everything I touch I bruise, baby. Now here's a reason why I'm never gonna fall. If it ain't about the money, I ain't getting involved. So fuck all your politics and what you ma call. Just throw your hands in the sky, double up and evolve. Come on, throw your hands in the sky, come on. Now throw your hands in the sky, come on. Throw your hands in the sky, come on. If it ain't about the money, I ain't getting involved. So no doubt. Shout to O'Neal, shout to O'Neasy, baby.
Junior.
Shout to Junior.
What a talent this boy is.
I know.
Listen,
I know.
Man,
you're
I need to do something with him.
You're hired.
You're hired. You hear that?
Give me a Tebow touch bomb right now. You're hired.
Welcoming our next guest in the studio right now.
Respect.
Shota, how are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Yeah, what do you think
brother,
of him?
Brother, you on fire.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Amazing, man. You know, it's so amazing.
Thank you,
man. That was freestyle, right?
Yeah, it was pure freestyle.
Thanks, man.
I'm happy. I don't do hip-hop.
But I was just about to challenge you.
Now, yeah.
I was just about to challenge you.
No, I can throw melodies, man. You know, not to
Gina, do you have something before we let go of Dallas? Can we play something? He's going to do something over it.
Yeah,
and Shota's going to bless us with the melody over it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to start it off and we're going to sound engineer it out. Junior, how you feeling? How you feeling? Yeah. I know you feeling like I'm feeling. Yeah. You know them niggas in the building. Yeah. yeah. And we bound to make you kill it, yeah. Now tell me how you feel it, yeah. Put your hands up to the ceiling, yeah. You know we finna make you kill it, yeah. Cause niggas in the building, yeah. I went to Jamaica, hook with shatas. Now I'm with the real shata, Ibaka Blaka. Huh. Shout out to Baraka Obama. Nah, he ain't Osama Bin Laden. Why? Because I'm freestyling, never crashing. Yeah, and I'm getting wild.
Dude, get wild. It's unradio.
Blaka, shatter, my go. Boy, shatter. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's go. All right, so shatter is ready. Then let's. Okay, let's go.
Blaka, shata, you know we rock ya, yo, harder than acha, over summer, woo, yo, y'all know you hear that, now tell me how you feeling, yo, now shata shaba, how you feeling, yeah, now please tell me how you feeling, yeah, because your boys is in the building, yo, tell me how you feeling, yeah, now tell me how you feeling, yeah, shata, how you feeling, yeah, because your boys is in the building.
I see a boy. I will show him Fanagit. I will show him Fanagit.
Yeah.
I will young guitars and Gali rhyme.
Esha.
Gali rhyme, yeah. I'll pin them Fanagit.
I'm gonna bring it. I'm gonna
Fanagit.
I'm gonna
bring it. I'll try and Gali rhyme.
Yeah.
We are fire.
Come on. A party ooh, people. Come on. Yeah, check it. I'm gonna bring it back like that. Yo, a couple rubber stacks and I ain't getting attached. So I, every time I hear that, she be like, yo, where you going? I'll be like, yo, I'll be right back because ooh, there's no strings attached. Yo, because I'm no a dog. Attached. I'm a dog like that. Yo, keys is nice. My freeze is nice. So tell me how you feeling. Yeah. Now please tell me how you feeling. Yeah. You know your boys is in the building. Yeah. Let's just shout about to kill it. Yeah. Now please tell me how you feeling. Yeah. Now please tell me how you feeling. Yeah. You know your boys is in the building. Yeah. Shout to Les about to kill it. You know we party on a Monday. Cause I'm getting more money on a Tuesday. Yeah. I know you love me on a Wednesday. Cause I'm about to hit it on a Thursday. But Today is a Friday. Yeah. If you don't like it, hit the highway. Yeah. If you don't like it, hit the highway. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to LES Experience with my main man, Onlyzy, Joy on the keys, and shout out to all the melodies. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at @2FreshLess. Shout out to BBM, shout out to Peter and Paul, Rain. I know everything wasn't the same until now.
Shout out to Dallas, man. Before he gets out of here.
Living enjoyment.
So what are you doing this weekend, bro?
This weekend I'm at Taboo. Tonight I'm at Taboo.
Okay.
The Boo, no sad, it's gonna be crazy. It's Bonang's birthday tonight. So we all going out there. Myself, Dimples, David Lalit, K.O. Umizi's in the building. Yep. Shout out if you're around. Please come through. Yeah. Junior, come through. And yeah, man, we just like, you know, the boys is in the building.
What's happening with Paid? Where can people find it?
They can find it on iTunes and they can find it on Vodacom Deezer. It's a brand new app. It's insane. Like, it's like over 35 million songs on there, from old to new, from local to international.
Okay.
Yeah, man, it's such a great app. So yeah. I think I encourage everybody to get this app. It's called Deezer. Deezer.
All right. Do you have a title for the upcoming album yet?
Yes, North God.
North God.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, North God.
So listen, man, thank you very much once again for blessing us.
Thank you so much for having me, your energy is amazing.
I can imagine what it must be like in the studio when you're working on North God.
The studio is crazy. Like I said, I was in there last night and the heat in there is crazy.
Big up yourself, Dallas.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So we'll catch you later on at Taboo.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
Shout out. So now, we're switching it up. Don't move.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. On 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
You listen to a pillow cast at night. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
fixed. A pillow cast at night. WOC.
There's a couple of solid. Listen to O'Neill on Cleve Central.
CliffCentral.com.
It's a brand new one from Shota. The song is called Smile. On a very soulful tip, we've been talking off air. He tells me he's switching things up because he's married now.
I'm not growing any younger, brother.
Listen, man, congratulations. What a sweet album. I've had the opportunity to listen to a couple of songs. Yes. And, you know, I can tell you had a concept in mind and there's direction.
Yeah.
Please tell us about that.
Look, bro, Shota is just a simple guy, man. You know, I'm a storyteller. Uh-huh. You know, whenever I get in studio, I picture people, you know, like I tackle situations, challenges. I'm very passionate about young people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could listen to my songs, mostly love and other challenges, like, you know what I mean? You know, I'm just there, basically,
yeah.
You know. So whenever I get in studio, like, I check what's been happening around, you know what I mean? You know, or anything that I can contribute towards, you know, empowering young people, you know. Then I start writing, yeah.
Sorry, I love your loyalty to Venek.
Yes.
I mean, your music, that's one thing that is consistent throughout your music. Tell me, how important is it for you to do that?
It is, bro. Look, I'm an African.
Yeah.
You know, I was born north of Guamashu in KZN.
Yeah.
I never had an opportunity of going to better schools and stuff like that. It was at the time of apartheid and stuff like that. But I didn't allow that to pull me back.
Yeah.
You know, I knew I belong somewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be English, man. I'm not from Britain. You know,
yeah.
As long as I can communicate with people and they can hear me, you know, it's all that matters.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? So with me, I don't feel pressure at all, you know, when it comes to any language. Look, Botswana, for instance.
Yes, sir.
People, they speak Setswana, but they chant and sing along to my music.
Yes,
I speak Zulu, you know, so music is a universal language. So being real and being who you are can take you far. You'll never go back.
Big up yourself. You just joined us. We're hanging out with Shota in the studio and we just played one of his, what's the name of the album?
Timeless.
Yes, is the name of the album.
Like,
and the song we just played is a Smile. Now, people that do not know you or your story, you were part of a group.
Yes,
Shana.
Called Shana, yeah.
Yeah.
Simply Hot and Naturally African.
Is that what it means?
Yes. Myself, Black Coffee and Demo, you know, like.
So whose idea was it?
No, it was actually Demos, you know, we had a couple of names.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're at Technical Natal then, you know, and we're hip, man, clean, you know, clean cut, you know, girls, you know, rovers. So we're like, okay, now we need a name because the style of the music that we're doing didn't really accommodate our look, you know, at the time, you know. When you were singing traditional music, you were like, you're from somewhere in the Bundus.
Yeah.
You know? So it didn't really,
so
you know, gel well.
You.
Yeah, you know, so we decided to say, okay, we are simple, which is simply hot and naturally African.
And so what happened? Why did you guys split up?
We did not split, bro.
Okay.
We did not split. What happened was, okay, Shana came out, that was 1997, we moved, and then 2011, Black Coffee, no, it was 2009. Black Coffee came and he said, guys, can you please give me an opportunity of releasing a compilation album, DJ compilation album.
Yeah.
He's been a DJ, man, since I've known him, since 1992. I met him in 1992. You know, so yeah, there was nothing wrong with that. We're like, okay, man, go for it. You know, he started doing remixes for Mafiki Zolos, POPs and stuff.
And look at him now.
You know? We didn't anticipate, you know, what was to come.
Yeah.
You know, and fortunately for him, man, it took off.
No, but even for even you, I mean, look, Black Coffee is international right now.
Yes,
and I know you have been doing some international work as well.
Yes. I'm traveling next month, you know, I'm doing London tour, I'll be doing Costa Rica. Yeah, but look, we didn't split, bro.
Okay.
What happened then, Black Coffee became busy.
Yeah.
And now when people book Shana, obviously they're expecting three guys.
Yeah.
And now it was only myself and Demo.
Yeah.
And then we decided, no, look, man, this is not going to work. We're cheating people here.
Yeah.
Let us rather wait. Let us focus on our own business. That's when my company started, like Shota Music.
Yeah.
And Demo started his own company, Demo Music. And obviously there was Solistic Music.
Yeah.
That's when I signed Pila, Pumeza, and then some other guys. Demo signed Boosie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while Kofu was busy there, we were busy hustling this thing.
Nice.
You understand? And then 2011, fast forward, right?
Yeah.
2011, Tulo came. Tulo signed under Solistic Music,
yes.
Nekofi's album. He said, Shota, man, can you please lay vocals on this track? Listen to it. Wow, I love the song.
Yeah.
It's called Yini Ngawe. Ngawe, Ago Dwa Yini Na.
Yes,
that song.
It blew up.
Yeah. I did that song. That song became massive.
Yeah.
And then Kofi was like, dude, you know what? There is no way that Shana could be in studio anytime soon.
Yeah.
Take this hit and run with it.
Yeah.
Because
nice.
Your voice sounds familiar,
nice.
You know, to people. So
yes.
While we're still busy, drop something so that you remind people of Shana. You know,
nice.
That you're still alive. You know what I mean? So it was more like a concept of some sort.
Ah, nice.
Then
nice.
I did that. Fortunately for me, it took off. Now there was no time.
To go back
as a group.
Yeah.
You know, because when Kofi is traveling somewhere, I'll be touring somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what's been happening.
What has been your biggest song, the biggest song of your career?
Dude, Senkatele.
Okay.
Senkatele, bro. It's been, Senkatele, bro. You see, the thing is, I'm not sure between Senkatele and Benten.
Yeah. I think with Ben 10 it was more of the concept than anything. Because it was something that, you know, people could relate to what was happening in life and whatnot. They had fun with it.
Yeah, it's one of those things we don't want to talk about. You'd love to hate. You'd love to. That's what I do, man. I throw it as I'm a poet, you know. So
nice.
I just throw things. Obviously, you can't just put them straight up there. You know, you must challenge people.
Okay.
Dig their minds a bit.
All right. So we're coming back with yet another brand new song from Shota.
City's number one DJ is invading your eardrum.
O'Neal
with a hottest exclusive.
O'Neal
worldwide.
You know, one thing that's very clear when I listen to this song, you were very relaxed.
Yes.
And this is coming from a happy place when you recorded this song, man. Tell
me
about
it. Are you a musician, my man?
No, I try and listen. Is that what was happening,
though? No, brother, that's deep, my man, because it goes with breathing as well. When you're saying I was relaxed, you know, only musicians can speak that language.
No, I try and listen.
Yeah,
I try and listen,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I pay attention to these things. And I notice, I can tell because... You know, when I listen to this, look, I don't understand anything you're saying
but
the music itself, it speaks to me, like the everything, the way you put it together, like
I'm asking God, you know, to give me a chance to have that lady. I'm loving someone so much, right? And I'm asking God that if he could do his miracle so that I can get that woman. You know when you love someone?
Yeah.
Bruh, it's like you've tried everything, man. You know, the only hope now is just prayer.
Amazing.
Just everything you want.
Amazing.
Everything
stuff.
You need.
How long has this album been out for?
No, it's not out actually, bro.
Okay.
It's only coming out next week.
Okay.
I was actually expecting copies today, so by Monday it should be out in stores.
But this song is doing well.
Yes. We released a single like three weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And video-wise, are you working on anything?
I've already shot a video for that one 2 weeks back in Swaziland.
Okay.
Yeah, man, you know, just strengthening my ties, man. You know, you remember I shot one video in both as well, you know, for the song I'm in Love. So I shot in Swaziland. Now I'm off to London. I'm going to shoot another video. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to strengthen my ties. Everyone who supports me, you know, I just want to be there. I don't use anyone from outside. I use extras from that side. I use production,
nice. You
know, and all of that. That's the only way I can conquer and grow.
Tell me about this tour. You're going to Europe, I think.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Look, man, this album, it's not just myself who worked on the album. I also worked with a guy called Timmy Richesford from New Jersey, Adam Rios, Mark Francis. So that's the guy who approached me. Hence, I was quiet in December last year. Basically, the whole of last year. Because we're busy with this album. So
yeah.
They did half of the album, and then my boys, this side and myself, did half of the album. So he's the one who's organizing these tours overseas.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge Shota just now. He just got married. Congratulations to you. And he's very happy, and he's touring very soon. His life is good. So, Gina, you're going to play something romantic. And... what Shota is going to sing over the song is a freestyle, but it's dedicated to his wife.
Oh, wow.
So we're putting him on the spot.
It's not even a spot, my man.
It should come easy for you. It should come easy for you. This is from the heart, by the way. Remember, everything you hear here today will be available as a podcast in about 45 minutes.
Sobaku Gitawanga ngawe Indlele sazo yamba Tina sobavile Aldi nchizio yami Iveli shaya ngamanda Sondela mdano mundu Siye ngapambi Sijeno bababata Uguti siya tanda Uguze tina Sibona nefu Goba ke kumunye Goba nge kutanda Nge kutanda Goba nge zifela
Yeah. This guy's got an ear.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With a hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby. O'Neill.
All right,
baby.
So you just checked out a freestyle to Shota's wife. Yo, what's her name?
No, no, it doesn't.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay.
That's why it's called Private Life.
But dude, no, that was amazing.
It's Pumeza, bro. You know, okay, I'm married. Okay. I don't have to hide. It says that we don't like discussing our private life, you know, in public.
We respect that.
Yeah. Like, I would appreciate people to...
To just keep it that way as well.
To
respect that,
you
know.
Yeah.
Listen, man, thank you very much for stopping by. God bless you and good luck with the tour. Once the album is out, feel free to come back again. Let's hear some more of those singles, man.
I appreciate, man. I'll definitely do that. I need you more than you need me.
Thank you. It means a lot, man. Junior, as always, my brother, you blew me away.
Thank you, sir.
Such talent, ladies and gentlemen. Junior.
Try, man. Thank you so much. I feel so honored.
Thank you, my producer. Yeah, who's got a new haircut? It turns out when a woman changes her hair, shit done hit the fan. Like, yeah, like it's over. It's completely over, dude. Like, he's gone. So what happened, Vanessa? That asshole. Busted. Anyway, we're out of here, man. Listen, I'm going to be hanging out at Taboo later on. And I might end up at the Grand by mistake. Otherwise, I'll catch you on social media. Thank you very much, Outa.
Come on, watch this, do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to O'Neill on Clips Central. Radio was never finished. O'Neill on Clips Central. WOC. O'Neill on Clips Central.
Cliff Central.